Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the TY Sports Podcast Show. Today is May 4th, 2018. Today we're going to be talking about a little sports, a little NBA action, a little playoff action, NFL action, and a little Major League Baseball action. Today we're going to start the show just talking about Cleveland and Toronto. And speaking of that series, I just want to say I think Cleveland Cavaliers are going to end that series. And I'm going to say, five games. It's going to be 4-1. I think Toronto take one in Toronto. I think Cleveland, Toronto will take one in Cleveland. But Cleveland end them off back off in Cleveland. So I say Toronto will win game 3, Cleveland win game 4 and game 5, and in the series 4-1. So we're going to talk about LeBron James. Did he go off or did he go off? LeBron James went off last night and he did it so quietly. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even notice he put up those numbers. He did it so quietly. The man is just amazing. 15 years strong, and I can say he is the best basketball player that I've ever seen. I know a lot of people talk about Michael Jordan and 6 rings and never losing the finals, but I can say that that's a team effort, and Jordan didn't do it by himself. And if you look at it, LeBron James, all the finals he's lost, he's only lost to, really, he lost to 3 teams, but 2 teams numerous times. The San Antonio Spurs, the Golden State Warriors, and the Dallas Mavericks. And we could blame the Dallas Mavericks series on LeBron James. I blame it on him. I think he laid down. But other than that, I think the teams that he was just playing against were well better coached or just way better talented than the teams that he's been on. I mean, he can't do it by himself. Literally, he can't do it by himself. And every series besides that Dallas series, LeBron James has put up miraculous numbers in the playoffs and in the finals. So we can't really hold those losses against him like a lot of people do. So, cause I don't, and I think that, you know, he's continued to this day to show people why he is the greatest basketball player to ever play the game. Right now with this team that he has now, put him through the first round by himself in 7 games, literally by himself. He did it by himself. And so these last 2 games, he had a little supporting cast. The team has been coming along, and as you can see, how dangerous the Cleveland Cavaliers are with this team that they have. If the role players come to play, you really see how dangerous they are, how good of a team they are. And LeBron James, and you see how he just, you can see that how the flow of the team is way better when everybody's clicking. 128 points. I know Toronto doesn't play defense, but 128 points, that's a lot of points, and everybody's clicking. Defense has been better, so you know, LeBron James. I feel like he can do this shit for another 3 years. Kevin Love been playing tremendous basketball the last 2 games. I like the way they're feeding him. I like the way they're getting him more involved. You know, actually, I feel like they're putting pressure on him to score, you know, by calling the plays for him and just giving him the ball and positions to where he can score. So I feel like Kevin Love continue to play consistently the way he's playing, then I think Kevin Love is going to be, I think the Cavaliers is going to go to the finals again. I don't see a team in the East. I like Boston. Boston play hella fire defense, but I don't think they're not there yet to dethrone the Cavaliers. Philadelphia, as you can see, if you play defense and stop their 3-point shooting, they can be beat. And that's what Celtics is going to beat the 76ers in the playoffs. That's topic for a later discussion though. But Kevin Love, continue to get him involved in the game. Continue to get him hot. Let him get in his rhythm. If he misses a couple shots at the beginning, just keep feeding him. Let him get hot. Because once he gets hot, he's going to get hot. And they have the advantage. You know, Valanciunas cannot come out and play on Kevin Love like that. So they space the floor with him and let him make his move, dribble and go by, get to the lane easily. Also on the picks, they get mismatches on the picks. And, you know, you got a little guy on him down there. Give him the ball. He lay up quick, easy layup. So I feel like Kevin Love continue to play the way of playing, the Cavaliers will have a lot of success coming out of the East. And they will see Golden State in the finals. Toronto Raptors, oh man, they are who we thought they were. And excuse me, they are who we thought they were. It's no ifs, and buts about it. Number one seed in the East and down 2-0 to the 4th seed. To LeBron James, I mean, they're a good team, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not a man of excuses. I don't give a damn if it's LeBron James and Michael Jordan on the same team. You guys had the number one seed. You guys could have, you are the top team in the East for a reason. So it shouldn't be a reason why you guys cannot compete with the Cavaliers. They look like they cannot compete with the Cavaliers. And that is a shame. I knew it coming into the postseason that Toronto Raptors wasn't going to be much of a big deal. I knew coming in they wasn't going to go to the finals. I knew coming in they wasn't going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think if they would have played the Boston Celtics, I think the Boston Celtics would have beat them in a 7-game series as well. So I think honestly they might be the third best team in the playoffs. I don't know. You might put Philly over Toronto. Toronto doesn't look really good right now. I mean, they can score the ball, but they can't. They're not a playoff team, period. That's it, period. I don't know what's going on, but they're not a playoff team. The stars seem to disappear late in the games, and it's just ridiculous, man. It's just ridiculous. How many years are they going to go through the same thing? How many years? I think it's time for a change. I think somebody needs to go between Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. I think that maybe what they need is a new scenario, a new scenery for one of those guys, and bring in another guy or some old players to try to get them over the hump. As far as this Cavaliers series, is over. Like I told you earlier, I feel like it's going to be 5-1. I feel like Toronto will take one of the games in Cleveland. I said they'll take game 3. And I like Cleveland to win game 4 and 5, but I like it in 5 series, 4-1, Cleveland Cavaliers over the Toronto Raptors. Now on to this Boston and Philadelphia series. My outlook on the series is, as long as Boston continue to play defense the way they're playing, and scoring the way they're scoring, I think it's over for Philly. I like Philly to win 2 games. I like them to win 2 games. But they can't let Boston win 1 in Philly. If Boston win 1 in Philly, it's over in 5. Mark my words. If Boston win a game in Philly, it is over in 5. And Philly can't let that happen. But Boston's defense is miraculous. Boston plays some of the best defense I've seen in a while. Like, that defense is ridiculous. And they're doing it with no stars. They have no stars. No stars. No stars. I repeat again, no stars. No stars. And they is just pounding the 76ers. Pounding the 76ers. That defense is ridiculous. Terry Rozier is amazing. Now, I heard someone say today, Stephen A. Smith say today, that don't be surprised if Boston trade Kyrie for Kawhi Leonard. And it wasn't a bad idea. That's not a bad trade, because the way Terry Rozier playing, he can lead that team. That team trusts him. That team is behind him. That team go when he go. And they look good right now without Kyrie or Gordon Hayward. So, I mean, hey, if that's the deal, that's not a bad deal. You send Kyrie over there to San Antonio with that pick and roll, and oh man, and with them 3-point shooters, that'd be a good team with Kyrie over. And then I think that'd be a good deal. I think that's not a bad trade if you ask me. But that guy Terry Rozier is unbelievable. I like the way the Morris brother is playing. He's playing top notch basketball. Jaylen Brown, Tatum playing good too, all as well. Those guys are head over heels right now, and they're playing with so much steam that Cavaliers the only team that can slow this team down in the East right now. The Cavaliers is the only team because they have LeBron James. If they didn't have LeBron James, Boston Celtics would be in the Eastern Conference Finals. But since the Cavaliers do have LeBron James, you gotta take the cane. Man, you gotta take the cane. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to take the cane. Can Boston sweep Philly? I don't think Boston can sweep Philly. Philly is a good team. But I think Boston can win. I think Boston will win the series. I don't think Philly has a chance to come back in the series. I think it's over. I know they're down 2-0, but they can win the 2 at their crib. I don't think they're going to win both games at their crib. I think they will lose a game home to the Boston Celtics. As they did, they lost 1 to Miami. They failed. Miami played just as good as defense as the Celtics. That team is just – Miami just is not as good as the Celtics. They don't have the scoring the Celtics have. So that kind of like kind of put the Miami Heat down. As you see, the Heat was in every game of the series in the first half. They covered every first half of the series. They just couldn't hold the lead late in the game. That's the difference between the Heat and Boston. Boston can play a full 48 minutes of basketball, and the Heat can only play a partial 24. So that's the difference in that, in between the Heat and Boston in the series. And Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, I don't know where they went or where they've been gone, but these last two games, I haven't seen them, so I'm putting a BPA out on them. If you see them, let them know that we are looking for them. Ben Simmons had a hellacious performance yesterday. 1 point, no field goals made. I know he's supposed to be the rookie of the year, but the way he's playing, I don't know. Come on, Ben. 6'10". You supposed to be, I call you the next LeBron if you gain 50 pounds. You gotta do better, Ben. You gotta do better. This team's gonna go as you go, and if you don't go, they won't go. So that's something you gotta decide on whether or not you wanna do it or not. If you wanna step up and be the man they know you are, or you're gonna lay down. And right now you laying down, you and Joel Embiid, and one of you guys need to step up, if not both of you guys. So we're gonna see tonight. If we're gonna see the next game, if they can step up and do what they have to do to put themselves back in this series, which I highly doubt they can, even if they win one game in Philadelphia. That's probably the end of it for them. So those are the NBA playoffs. That's the NBA segment for today. Gonna go ahead and go to the NFL. So today, I seen on my screen Matt Ryan received a $150 million deal with a $100 million guaranteed, and he will make $30 million this year. Now, I like Matt Ryan. Don't get me wrong. I like Matt Ryan. I think he's a good quarterback. I think that, you know, far as in the last 10 years, he's in the top five. But I can't keep paying a quarterback who hasn't brought me a championship. And for the teams that he's been on to be as good as they were and to have no rings, I think I wouldn't have paid him. I mean, I wouldn't have paid him. I wouldn't have gave him the extension until we got us a ring. And remember, Matt Ryan came in the league in his first 4 years, 12-4, 11-5, 11-5, 12-4. He had 12, 11-win seasons his first 4 years in the league. Matt Ryan wasn't, he didn't come into a bad team. He didn't come into a bad situation. Matt Ryan actually been on winning teams. He's just been one and done in the playoffs, and he can't make it out of the NFC. So it ain't like, oh, it's the team and he hasn't had help and he didn't, because that's not the case. Matt Ryan has had a team around him, from tight ends to receivers to running backs. I can go from my boy Turner to Freeman to Coleman to these guys he has now to, come on now. So far as him not having a running back, receivers, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Tyler Gabriel, Mohamed Sanu, you got the guys. Come on. So all I don't want to hear about the reason he hasn't had a championship, da da da. No, he's not worthy of $150 million, especially $100 million guaranteed. If he has nothing to prove for it, what does he have to show for $150 million and $100 million guaranteed? How many NFC championships do he have? How many Super Bowl rings do he have? How many playoff wins do he have? So, I mean, like this, how many conference, how many division championship wins do he have? Like this what you have to take into account if you're going to give somebody some money. You got to see if they deserve it. Like the Cowboys, Dez Bryant didn't deserve that money. He just didn't deserve it. He's not the same player he was when he got the money. And so he don't deserve that money. So I'm not going to pay you more. So they had to part ways with him. I'm not saying part ways with Matt Ryan, but you don't give him extension. Wait till his contract up, see what he does. Then you get him the right amount of money if you want to keep him there. You give him the right amount of money. Don't overpay him. I'm not saying underpay him, but don't overpay him. And they clearly overpaid him. They clearly overpaid Matt Ryan with $150 million. That is crazy. So I just feel like you don't pay a guy that much money and guarantee him that much money without a Super Bowl ring in his position. The teams that he's been on, the situations that he's been in, you don't do that. My next subject on the NFL is Baker Mayfield. A lot of people disappointed that the Browns selected him first pick, but I think that was the best pick in the draft. I mean, I like Saquon. I like a lot of other picks that got took, but I'm going to tell you, this pick right here is the best pick in the draft. You know why? Because Baker Mayfield was the best quarterback in the draft. Go down the line, accuracy, he's the best quarterback. Winning percentage, he's the best quarterback. Acolytes, he's the best quarterback. Award, he's the best quarterback in the draft. You tell me Josh Rosen didn't win anything in college football. He played in the Pac-12. The Pac-12's not hard. He played in the Pac-12, and he didn't win anything. He didn't win anything. Sam Darnold, same thing, Pac-12. Didn't win anything. Those guys were at USC and UCLA and did not win a thing. Baker Mayfield was at Oklahoma in the Big 12, putting up monstrous numbers. Beat Ohio State. Put any big team in front of him and he beat. He was up on Georgia. Oh, he had Georgia. But Georgia defense. That Georgia defense, when he got hit, he took a stung. Balls was off. They put pressure on him. They started blitzing him, showing him different looks, sending blitzes different ways. They started playing. Started playing more aggressive than they were playing in the first half. But, bro, Baker Mayfield is the man. I mean, I think he's smart. I think he's intelligent. I don't care about his height. People say height, this. What people don't know is short quarterbacks have a higher QB rate. He have a higher QBR than tall quarterbacks. Look at it. Drew Brees, Russell Wilson. You go look at it. Just go look at it. And, I mean, to me, I feel like anybody could run and catch and throw and jump and all that good stuff. Anybody could do that. Anybody could have a lot of talent. But when it comes down to technique, knowing detail, knowing what you're going against, reading the defense, knowing the strength of the defense, two high, one high, eight-man box, seven-man box, six-man box, you know, that those type of thing, you need the Mike Backer. They showing, you know, the skies in the cover though. This guy lucky blitzing, knowing the checks, knowing the hot routes. That's what a quarterback does. Three step drop, pump fake, the accuracy, the release point on the ball, the throwing motion. This is all the stuff that a quarterbacks need, and that's what running and jumping and catching and that what that can't get you. And Baker Mayfield have them all. I like Josh Rosen. I'm not saying Josh Rosen's a bad quarterback. I think Sam Darnold is a bad quarterback. I just think he's a turnover machine. Yeah, he has his spots when you make good throws. But other than that, I mean, spots just won't do it for me. I need you to be consistent. And the only consistent quarterback I've seen in this draft, as far as throwing aspect, is Baker Mayfield. I think the Cleveland Browns got him a steal. I know they got Tyrod, and that's good. I think Tyrod the same type of player. He just got a better arm than Tyrod Taylor, period. I think if you put him in there with the RPOs, I think he's going to do great. I think the Cleveland Browns are going to be good this year or next year whenever he takes over. I think they're going to do all right with Tyrod Taylor. I think they'll win 7 games. And I think in the next few years, the Cleveland Browns will be in discussion in the playoffs and hopefully fighting for a Super Bowl behind Baker Mayfield. I really believe in Baker Mayfield. I really believe that this kid can play. I really believe he can throw the football. I really believe he can turn the franchise around. As you've seen at Oklahoma, he was the winningest quarterback in college football last year. Come on, man. This guy. 40 touchdowns, 7 picks. Come on, man. In the last 2 years, same numbers, almost damn exact. Come on. So, that's how I feel about that pick. Like I told you about Sam Darnold going to the Jets, I just think he went into a terrible spot. I just think the spot that he went into the Jets, I don't think that's a good idea. He's not the best quarterback, and he's definitely not going to the best situation. So, I feel like he's just another turnover machine. He's going to turn the ball over. He's not going to be as good as everybody think. The Jets, they have no weapons to put around him. They have an all right defense. They were a surprise last year. They did what they did unexpectedly. Nobody thought that was going to happen. I know I damn sure didn't. So I just think he got put in a bad spot. He is a bad quarterback. I don't even call him talented, to be honest. He could throw the ball. Yeah, he could throw it high. He could throw it deep. He could throw it hard. But can he throw it to his guy? That's the question. Can he cut the turnovers down? I don't think going to the Jets is going to cut the turnovers down for him. So, I just think he's gonna be bad. Now, Josh Allen in Buffalo. I was scared. When Buffalo picked this guy, my heart trembled because I like the Bills. And I like their defense. And I like this quarterback. Tall, strong arm, big body, can make the throws, accurate, and he doesn't turn it over like Sam Darnold. He didn't play in that big of a conference and he didn't win, but I think he'll translate over better to the game than Sam Darnold. I think the Jets coaching staff, have you seen what they did with Josh McCown last year? He had a pretty good year, and the year before that with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think whoever the quarterback coach is over there is very good at getting the best out of his players. As you've seen last year, as the Jets came through, I think they're good at getting the best out of their players. So I think that, not the Jets, I'm sorry, Buffalo. As you've seen last year, they came through. Buffalo is pretty good. I just think that they can make a run this year, and Josh Allen scares me. I think he's gonna be a good quarterback in the years to come. Josh Rosen, I like Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen reminds me of a little Peyton Manning type quarterback. I think he's gonna be good in Arizona. I think with Larry Fitzgerald, and then they just grafted another receiver, I think they're gonna be good. I think this kid with David Johnson behind him at running back, they're gonna take a lot of pressure off him running the ball, a lot of play action passes downfield. Tight end is gonna be a key. Larry Fitzgerald is gonna be a key. I think they're gonna do great things in Arizona in the next few years. I think that division, that NFC West is gonna be a tough division. That's gonna be the best division in football in 3 years. Mark my words, 3 to 4 years. And Lamar Jackson, oh man. Lamar Jackson. I like Lamar Jackson. I like him. A couple months ago, if you'd have asked me about Lamar Jackson in November, I would have told you I don't think he's a first-round quarterback. I don't think he could play quarterback in the NFL. I think all he's good for is running. I think when the pocket crashes on him, I think he get timid. I think when the pocket crashes on him, he has to throw the ball. I think he gets scared. The accuracy's off. But now, after watching him and reading up on him and getting to know Lamar more as the person, I actually like Lamar Jackson. And I actually hope he does succeed in the NFL. And from what I know, the quarterback coach he got, and offensive coordinator, I'm guessing the quarterback coach, he got worked with Michael Vick, RG3, and those kind of guys. So I feel like he got put in the right spot. I feel like he's around people who care about him, who's going to take care of him, who's going to make sure they put him in position to succeed. I think Joe Flacco is going to look out for him. I just hope in the next few years, because I don't think he's going to play for the next 2-3 years. But I hope within the next 2-3 years, they bring pieces around him to make him so he could be successful, because I really want him to be successful. I think he's going to be, I'm not going to say a great quarterback, but I think he's going to be a decent quarterback. And as long as he can use his legs, the NFL is in trouble. So that basically wrap up the show today. This is the first podcast that I've ever done, as you can tell, as it may sound. A little, sound like a little new. So, as time goes, I'll get better. I'll find more things out about how I can make the show more interesting, and, little trivia questions and little stuff like that. So you guys can send me messages and questions about you have, or if you want to debate a topic, you want to send me a topic to talk about, find a way where we can do that. So for now, if you guys want, you guys can email me at tywalker24@gmail.com. Send me any questions that you guys might have, or anything that you guys want me to talk about. And we can communicate that way until I figure out how I can work this thing and get this thing running to where, we can make it all the way live. And I can have it posted for you guys can do things where you guys can call in and we can actually talk to each other live, So we're gonna see how we can make this thing work. But I would like to thank you guys for tuning in to my first podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any tips on what you would like me to do, talk a little slower or break it down a little slower, or whatever you feel I need to do to make it better for your ears so you guys can listen, make you want to come back and tune in to chat me for 30 minutes, not gonna take up your whole hour, just 30 minutes of your hour, you know what I'm saying? Again, if you want to email me any questions or anything, and such as topics, whatever you want to do, whatever you have on your mind, opinions, anything, just email me at tywalker24@gmail.com. Once again, that's Ty, T-Y, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, @24@gmail.com, G-M-E-G-M-A-I-L.com. So, yeah, this is Ty Weezy, and this is Ty Walker's my podcast, and I'm out.